Well, we're going to talk this morning a little bit about your money. Lowell Ponte joins us this morning. Lowell has been published a number of times in articles in a number of different publications. He's also the co-author of the book, The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It, and also Crashing Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much for the time.
And by the way, thank you for letting me have a homecoming today. My ancestors came from Red Oak and Creston and Corning. It is beautiful country. I grew up in Southern California. All I was told is my ancestor came from a French colony in Iowa, which until I was relatively old, I thought of people walking around in bare feet stomping on grapes.
We all learn as we get older, don't we?
We do. That's what people are learning now as they realize. We've had a joke in recent years that 80 is the new 65. That we'll never be able to retire until we reach 80, but we thought that was fun. Now, days ago, the chief executive of AIG, the world's largest insurance company, says, oh no, government policymakers are now seriously planning to raise the real retirement age for future generations close to 80.
Well, Social Security, for example, when you take something like that program, when it started, the average retirement or the average longevity of a human was a lot less. So it wasn't really expected that most people would actually get to that point. Well, now that folks are living longer, we've not done anything with the age. Is this the point where they're starting to consider with the crunch in numbers that maybe we have to look at changing that?
Well, that's the challenge, and it begins with the idea. Suppose scientists came up tomorrow with a pill that if you took it, you'd live to be 140. Do you really think Medicare would make that pill available to people? Why, no. That would be the instant death of the retirement welfare state. It would go bankrupt almost overnight if everybody lived to 140, unless a lot of rules were changed. Now, when Social Security was first conceived, it was in Germany, in the 1870s or 1880s under Chancellor Otto von Bismarck, and he created a retirement system for people when they reached 65. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, back then, the average person was dead by 64, so it was quite exceptional. When we adopted something like that here, interestingly, the average Caucasian had a pretty good chance of living to 65 in America. We tended to be a long-lived people. But the average African-American would be dead by 65. So they created a system making a cut so that African-Americans would not be able to retire on it, only white people.
People have called it a Ponzi scheme. Why is that?
Well, there was actually a fellow named Ponzi who created various investment opportunities where he would get some money in from the first people. He would then turn around and use that money to pay them back. And that would go on for a few cycles until people were persuaded that, gee, this really was a great investment. But, of course, it wasn't really making money. It was just cycling money. The first woman who retired on Social Security, I think, had paid in something like $21 in her entire life, and she wound up collecting between $15,000 and $20,000 out of the system. And that's been the way things have gone pretty much ever since, even though actuarially the system would have been sound. It once upon a time did have a trust fund with $2.66 trillion in it. But then the politician said, hey, there's a big pile of money over there. Let's go and spend it to help us get reelected in the next election cycle. Social Security's trust fund now just contains IOUs from those politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say, or the politicians like to say, well, we just owe it to ourselves. It's not an issue. No, boys and girls, you'll actually have to raise money in some form to pay it off. But, of course, the government now thinks of money in a way, well, tragically, not that different from the average credit card American.
Mm-hmm.
That is, 42 cents out of every dollar the government now spends isn't even accounted for by government revenue. It comes from borrowing. We are literally borrowing money at the rate of $58,000 a second to fund the government. Now, what are we talking about in that amount of money? We're talking about something truly astonishing. For example, in the 1800s, the U.S. government bought the Louisiana Purchase and bought the state of Alaska. Why is this significant? By the way, the Louisiana Purchase, for those who may have forgotten, covered some familiar land. It's the land that today includes the states of, let me take a deep breath, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, yes, Iowa, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota, as well as sizable portions of what today are Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, and the southern parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan. The significance is we're now borrowing money so fast that in inflation-adjusted dollars, every 2 hours, we borrow as much money as we spent to buy all of Alaska and all of the Louisiana Purchase, two-thirds of all the land west of the Mississippi, and we're now borrowing that much every 2 hours.
Do people really truly understand how programs like Social Security work? I mean, some folks think that the money that they put into the system is basically invested on their behalf and they get it back at some point.
Oh, no, 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 boys and girls. In fact, the odd thing about Social Security, and the U.S. Supreme Court has handed down two rulings on this, the government doesn't really owe you anything. If the government decided to send you a check for one penny a year as your Social Security payment, you would have no legal recourse. They can pay you whatever they want to pay you. You're not guaranteed anything at all. And that is, I'm sad to say, what the younger generation is going to suffer. The younger generations, for example, generation that they called itself Generation O for Obama, the young people who enthusiastically supported our current president in 2008, they're now quickly coming to be known as Generation Zero. They may pay 85% of their income lifelong on average into this and other systems, and they're going to get back nothing. What's going to happen is first the government will pay less and less and less. You notice the president, for example, deliberately made no cost of living increases, even as he was inflating the dollar in 2009, 2010, 2011. Only in this election year are Social Security recipients getting much of anything. And if he is reelected for the next 3 years, they will get nothing. There'll only be paybacks in election years. And they have to do that because the system is so overstressed right now that they have to renege on it. And so how do you renege? First, you cut people's benefits, even as you inflate the dollar by printing trillions of them. Then you turn around and means test the system. So God help you if you ever saved $100 in a savings account. If you own your own home, for example, if you've worked hard all your life and thought you were saving, they're going to turn around and say, oh, well, you have savings. Therefore, you don't need Social Security. We'll give it to the people who spent all their money and don't have savings. I can guarantee you they're going to do that. By the way, speaking of benefits and savings, you mentioned our book, The Inflation Deception, Six Ways Government Tricks Us and Seven Ways to Stop It. We are frankly, my co-author Craig Smith and I on a crusade. He is a very, very wealthy person who had already retired and then looked around one day and said, the country's going to hell in a handbasket for my children and grandchildren. We've got to get back to sound money and the values of the founders. And so we're writing a series of books to arm people with ammunition and also to show them how they can protect themselves against the government using inflation as a secret form of taxation. And we would be honored to give absolutely free, postpaid, to 500 of your listeners a copy of this book.
Very good.
We're not trying to make money out of it. We're just trying to arm people with information. And all they need to do is give us a call at a toll-free number, and we'll send the book to them. It will not cost a penny.
Okay, very good. They can do that. What is that number?
Sound fair?
Yeah.
The number is 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. It's a little like Columbus. It's almost 1492, but not quite. It's 800-630-1494. 94, and you will find out how America was turned into an inflatocracy, a government of, by, and for inflation, where the government's big way of redistributing wealth, manipulating power, and taxing people now is just to print money. You may think, for example, that if you're a drug dealer, if you're a prostitute, if you made the cabinets for Mrs. McGillicuddy under the table and you were paid off the books, and gee, the government doesn't know you got that money, so you don't have to pay taxes. No, boys and girls, if you're holding your savings in the form of paper dollars, they're taxing you. They're taxing you every time they print another $1 trillion and devalue the money that you're holding, whether here or in a foreign country. They're sucking the value out of your work, spending it by making your dollars worth less. Mm-hmm. And that's what we now face. We're facing 7 to 10% real inflation in the country. We're facing increasing unemployment in the country, especially among the young. Ironically, the one group that does find it pretty easy to get jobs nowadays are people over 64 years of age. And so we're facing the adventure that the government is systematically debasing the currency. It has no way to stop now. We're living in a country where 49.1% of households in our nation have somebody living there who now receives a government check. That's nearly half of all the households. We have 49.5% of people paying no income tax at all in the country, which leads them to the wrong belief that they're not paying taxes when, in fact, they are. A lot of them in the form of higher price. I mean, the government has worked out such wonderful scams. You know, we'll go tax the rich people over there. Those rich people will then just pass on the price of those taxes and the higher prices of the goods they sell you, because they're the ones who own the companies and the manufacturing and so on. So you'll pay the tax, and then the politicians will stand up and say, look at those evil rich people and how much money they charge you for their products, never mentioning that half the price of those goods and services is taxes. I mean, it's a fabulous scam that the politicians have worked out. The question is, how much longer will people be stupid enough to fall for it, especially when they are now going to take younger and younger generations and just keep increasing the age of retirement, so that in the end, some of the youngest, you know, even when they cut Social Security benefits or they don't add cost of living increases now, do people who are 20 or 30 or 40 understand you're also getting shafted by that? Because when Mr. Obama did that, he lowered the baseline for which all future Social Security adjustments will be made, meaning that if you're 20, your Social Security will now be lower because he just denied cost of living increases for 3 years to senior citizens. I mean, people are just getting shafted down the line, and this is why we wrote a book to give people ways to protect themselves from that.
Very good. So folks who are concerned and listening to this and have concerns about what the future holds for them and whether or not the so-called promised retirement that the government was going to provide is ever going to be there, they can do their own planning and use this book as give them some examples.
Oh, yeah. You remember the story of the little red hen
who
decided she would bake the bread herself and so on because no one would help her. And then when the bread was baked, everybody was there demanding to be given a piece of it and calling her selfish and evil for not giving them her bread. But we all have to become the little red hen now. If you want to have a secure retirement, you're going to have to do it yourself. I'm sorry. You can't rely on the politicians to do that. They're the ones who looted the $2.66 trillion from the Social Security Trust Fund. They're the ones who are denying you cost of living increases, even as they deliberately generate inflation. In fact, Bernanke, only this week, appeared before Congress again and declared that, well, we're continuing to have positive inflation to drive the economy. Positive inflation means he's stealing 2 to 3% more officially out of every dollar you earn. That's what they mean by positive inflation. But don't worry, said Ben Bernanke, because inflationary pressures will be held down because of our high unemployment. In other words, the Federal Reserve now has a vested interest in keeping unemployment high, because if suddenly people were to be employed, then inflation would explode, because then there would be a demand for higher wages that doesn't exist now because there are so many unemployed people are afraid to ask for higher wages. So that's the adventure that we live in economically now. The government has just put us in this little box of control and dependency, the theory being that the only hope you have for the future is that government will take care of you, because with all this inflation, they make it impossible for you to take care of yourself. But no, there are ways you can shield yourself, and that's why we wrote the book.
All right. And if folks want to get a copy of that, once again, that telephone number?
800-630-1494. And by the way, this is a 272-page book. It costs $19.95 at the bookstore. This is a big, powerful book. This is not a pamphlet. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay for the book. We'll even pay for the phone call to 800-630-1494.
Very good. Call is free. Postage free. Book is free. But the information inside is quite perhaps invaluable.
God bless.